我们感谢主的恩典。
We thank God for His grace.
在八月底，有教会有900多人到了加勒比海的一个地方里边来，有游轮的退休营。
That over 900 people from our church went on this cruise.
那我们在国语堂里边呢，也差不多有200多人呢，大小呢，他们到了游轮的夏令营。
About 200 people from our congregation went on this boat.
请问谁去到游轮里边呢？举个手，挥一个手，也不小啊，大大小小的。Wonderful. 那你们从公主号的游轮呢，回到我们城北号的方舟啊，那我们在这边同样的有安稳。
So from the Grand Cruise, you came back to the Ark of God. So we welcome you back.
我们在九月份呢，大家准备要回到学校了。
In September, we have to pack up and go back to school.
孩子忙，父母也忙。
Kids are busy, parents are busy too.
那今天我们是选用了一段经文。
So today we have chosen a passage in scripture.
这段经文呢，只有在路加福音里边出现的。
And this story is only being written in the Gospel of Luke.
是记载呢，耶稣基督12岁的那一年。
It's about Jesus when he was 12 years old.
12岁对一个犹太人来讲呢，是非常重要的。
To the Jewish community, 12 years old is very important.
因为他们要进行一个成人礼。
That's when they have their bar mitzvah.
成人礼呢，就是他们从一个阶段进入另外一个阶段里边。
Bar mitzvah signifies you moving from one stage to the other.
当时耶稣的父母呢，就带着他从加利利一直的到了耶路撒冷。
So at that time, the parents of Jesus brought him from Galilee all the way to Jerusalem.
他守了那个礼节以后。
And then when he went to that festival,
既然已经是成人了,
he became an adult.
那他们回城的时候,
and as they returned home,
那父母就跟着他们的朋友一块走,
and their parents were with their friends.
耶稣呢, 他们以为是跟着他们的朋友, 他的朋友来走,
and he thought Jesus was with his own friends.
结果呢, 在路上突然间, 耶稣的父母发现耶稣没有跟大队一起走。
And in the middle of the traveling, they found that Jesus was not with them.
他们到处来找。
And they searched frantically for him.
都找不到耶稣。
And couldn't find him.
找了一大半天。
And they keep searching for all.
那最后呢，还要回到耶路撒冷里边。
They had to return back to Jerusalem.
到处来找。
To look for him.
找了三天的时间。
They looked for him for 3 days.
最后呢，就在耶路撒冷的圣殿里边。
In the Jerusalem temple.
就在一群的教师的中间
，sitting amidst those rabbis and teachers，
看到耶稣很安静的坐在那边
，and he saw their son sitting there quietly，
一面听一面问
，listening and asking questions，
并且呢，他跟那些的文士、祭司们的对应呢，都是显出他蛮有智慧的。
And he was actually having a conversation with the Pharisees, indicating his wisdom.
当时大家都很稀奇。
And people were very amazed.
父母当然是很紧张了。
The parent was very, very upset.
有一点的责怪的口吻来对耶稣说。
And they were telling him,
哎呀，你不知道啊，我们到处来找你。
We've been looking for you for everywhere.
并且我们很担心的来找你啊。
We're so worried about you.
在49节里边呢。
In verse 49,
耶稣竟然讲了一句话。
Then Jesus replied.
他说：“为什么找我呢？”
Why are you looking for me?
岂不知
know,
我应当以我的父的事为念吗
？”Don't you know I'm attending the business of my heavenly Father?
我说了另外一个翻译呢，岂不知我应当在我父的家里边吗？
Another translation is, don't you know I should be in the house of my father's?
那今天我们就用这个题目来讲。
So today we're talking on this subject.
以我父的事为念。
Attending the business of my heavenly father.
请大家呢，你先拿出你的那个程序表。
Take a look at your bulletin.
你就把中间那页的有关主日学的那个部分呢拿出来。
Okay, pull out that section about the Sunday school.
在第三、第四页呢，这是我们讲到的大纲。
So page 3, page 4, that is our sermon topic.
那你打开以后呢，我们进入今天的信息里边。
So let's enter into the word today.
那我们应当是如何以天父的事为念呢？
How do we attend to the business of our Heavenly Father?
就是你跟我们应该是怎样的以父的事为念呢？
How do we put God's things first in our lives?
当时耶稣他在十二岁的那一年
When he was 12 years old,
进入了人生另外一个阶段的时候
he entered into a new stage of his life.
圣经就说他在殿里面在教士面前一边听一边问。
So the Bible says Jesus, what he did was amidst the teachers, he was asking and learning.
我们说学问学问。
And we say asking and learning.
李政道呢，这位大名鼎鼎的中国的科学家，他说什么叫学问呢？
You know those are very famous scientists of China, you know what they say?
他说就是学如何去提问。
It's you learn how to ask questions.
我们学是博学于文。
To learn actually is being an inquirer.
我们教会的最近的一年多的主题呢是深而广。
Our theme for the church recently is deep and wide.
你看看我们封面的那个程序表的封
面。The front cover of a bulletin.
啊，是深而广。
Deep and wide.
字是要深。
It has to be deep.
深入的了解。
To enter deep into to understanding.
同时要广。
Also has to be wide.
广度上我们要多方面的认识。
You have a broad knowledge of many things.
那你要博学于文呢，必须要不耻下问的。
So to be a good learner, you have to inquire. You have to learn always to ask questions.
我们要提问的。
You have to ask.
我们不懂就问了。
You don't know how to ask.
不要害羞。
Don't be shy.
不要看面子。
Don't have to be saving face.
不要觉得不好意思。
Don't be embarrassed.
我们对属灵的事情不懂的，我们就问。
You don't understand? Go ask.
那我们今天呢，先回到我们中国的古人所讲的话来讲。
Okay, let's go back to those ancient people of our country.
那你要明白呢，中国的文化呢是博大精深的。
Oh, Chinese culture so deep and wide.
不要以为你我们来了啊，北美洲呢，我们就完全放弃了我们中国的固有文化。
Oh, we come to North America, we forgot about all of them.
所以呢，我就考了一下呢，那Pastor Mimi 呢，就让他来翻译一些的我们的古文啊。
Yeah, so I'm going to ask Pastor Mimi to translate some of those ancient words.
那孔子呢他提到了学问呢有四个不同的基本的阶段的。
Okay, so Confucius said that there are four steps of learning.
什么叫学呢?
First of all is to learn.
那应该是从简单到繁复的。
From the simple to the more complicated.
这样一个求知的过程就是学问的过程。
It's a process of learning, you ask.
在这过程里面我们需要多闻。
And in this process you have to see a lot.
要多见。
Take a look at everything.
那所谓的深而广就这边来了。
Deep and wide, that's what the meaning is.
那我们多闻，则其善而从之。
When you, as you ask and you see, then you take a look at those good things and you follow those good things.
就你接触了很多的学科。
Yeah, you take a look at a lot of knowledge.
选择一些善的。
You pick the good ones.
我们呢来跟从。
And you follow those good ones.
那博闻于学。
Okay, to be wide in your learning.
这没事又问啊。
So ask everything.
不耻下问。
Don't be ashamed to ask.
虚心的来问。
Be humble and ask.
这样子呢
，and learn.
我们就会成长。
Then you will grow.
我人生的座右铭呢。
My life motto is.
就是呢，不要停止学习。
Don't stop learning.
我们。做到老就学到老。
As I even get older, I still keep learning.
我们进入一些不熟悉的领域里边，我们来学习。
We enter into different varieties and we still are learning.
最近这段时间呢，我就有兴趣呢打高尔夫球啊。
So recently I started learning golf.
于是呢，这样一个学问呢，我都不懂，要跟他们来学。
I don't know the art of golfing.
我一进去的时候发现，哎呀，他是学问真多啊！
Wow, this is really hard learning golf.
我星期四的时候呢，在生命树的茶经班的退休会里边呢，讲了一个我们马拉松的长跑的一个神学。
In the Thursday Bible study, we talk about the art of marathon.
我就用马拉松呢作为我们长跑的一个侍奉的一个目标。
And I compare the marathon to the way we serve on the long term.
那也许过不久呢，我会用一个高尔夫的一个神学，我们侍奉的心态。
Maybe later on, I'm going to use the theology of golfing.
那就要学习到了一个新的领域里边来学习。
So we have to enter into a new phase of keep learning.
在不同的环境里边，我们多吸收。
Different environment, we keep absorbing.
那不能是这样子，我们还要反思。
Not just only have we learn how to think and reflect.
思想就是我们思维活动的一种的辨别能力。
To think, including discerning with our minds.
我们有一种独立的分辨能力。
We need to have to discern what is right and wrong.
学而不思则罔。
If you learn but you don't think, then you're wasting your time.
好不好啊？那我们鼓励鼓励啊，咪咪传道了，他真的感谢主，就给他这恩赐。那孔子说了，我们学习的时候
，when we learn，
我们是要建立起一种独立的批判性的一个思维的思考。
We need to learn how to do critical thinking。
那我们既然要学习的时候呢，要实事求是的。
When we learn how to learn it realistically，
那在《论语》里边呢，他就说了有四大点呢，我们要注意的。
There's four things that we need to take care of。
他说无益
，and not according to the meaning。
是说对问题呢不做任意的猜测。
Okay, so I don't make wild guesses。
那凡事都有根有据的。
I follow with the basic foundation and reality。
无弊
，and not by myself。
就是说你不要武断，不要。均衡的武断来下一个的判论。
And that means don't jump to conclusions.
无故就是不要固执啊，执着我们的成见。
Or don't be stubborn. Don't just hold on to what you already know.
我们需要呢更新，需要变化的。
We need to renew our minds and change.
无我呢，就是不要自以为是。
And last of all, don't think that you're always right.
那你看，这些的教育理念呢，都是非常现代化的。
The way that you do education now is very modern.
所以你不要以为我们啊古人的东西都要抛掉。
Don't just think you have to take away all the ancient learnings.
中国那五千年的文化博大精深，你要好好的来学。
We have a 5,000-year-old Asian culture that we can learn from.
那再过来呢
？And then?
那孔子说呢，除了学，除了思，还要习。
Apart from learning and thinking, we need to practice.
做温故而知新。
And we need to keep revising what we have learned.
我们需要回头看过去。
Go back and look at our past.
那重新发现一些崭新的东西。
And look for new things from our past.
我们需要呢不断的重复的来学习。
We need to keep revising, keep repeating what we have learned.
其实我们每一次来崇拜的时候。
Actually, every time we come to worship.
很多时候都是温故而知新的。
We actually learn from what we have learned before.
那很多的道理需要重复的来提醒我们。
A lot of truth needs to be repeatedly taught.
让我们也许是忽略了，也许是忘记了。
Maybe we forgot.
我们要好好的来操练。
We need to keep practicing.
要好好的来复习。
A lot of keep exercising on them.
这是一个求知学习的一个手段。
That's an important part of this learning process.
就让真理成为我们的内在化。
And let the truth in us being internalized.
成为我们个人化。
And being personalized.
成为我们主体化。
And become the themes of our lives.
这成为我们人生的一部分。
And becoming part of our lives.
那你看，孔子当年啊，两千多年前所讲的话，那也是非常重要的一些的教育的观念。
About 2,000 years ago, what Confucius said is actually very important about learning.
那更进一步呢，他说呢，第四点呢，就是说要行出来的。
And then the last of all, as we have to live it out.
我们不是为学问而学问而已。
You don't just learn because you want to learn.
学问的终点呢，乃是带进我们的现实生活里边。
The end point of learning is to bring it into our reality, the real lives.
有一个实践在我们的日常生活当中。
It has to enter into the practical timing of our lives.
我们所懂得的道理必须影响我们的行为的。
The truth that we know has to impact our daily lives.
学了不影响我们的行为，等于没学。
You learn, but it doesn't impact you. What are you learning? Nothing.
啊，知识跟实践是互有关联的。
The knowledge and the time has to be matched.
知行要合一的。
What you learn and your action has to be matched.
甚至呢，孔子说了，先行持言而后行从之。
That's why the Confucius says you need to first act first before you talk about it.
所以你看，这一切呢，都是其实跟我们的基督教的信仰呢，很多可以互通的地方。
It's very similar to what the word of Scripture tells us.
那在中庸里面呢，就总结一下，
okay,
我们要博学之。
We need to learn broadly.
啊，审问之。
Learn critical thinking.
啊，慎思之。
To reflect deeply.
啊，明辨之。
And put it into action.
笃行之。
Put into action.
啊，这些呢，都是我们要好好的来学的。
This is how we learn throughout the process.
啊，这一切呢都是啊，尤其是我们中间有年轻人呢，你要啊，明白我们固有的文化的那个博大精深。
So young people understand this depth and width of our ancient Chinese culture.
See, let me say a few words in English so that I'm speaking to the young people, okay? Don't think that you come to North America, you have to abandon everything of our Chinese tradition. You need to learn to appreciate, learn to be proud of being a Chinese or being a Chinese Christian. You're living in North America, and yet you still hold grasps to what these ancient wisdom teaches us. 好了，那我们继续的来看一下哈。
Let's go on.
那我们作为一个中国的基督徒，我们固然要懂得我们中国的文化。
As a Chinese Christian, we need to remember our culture.
更重要的就是我们要懂得神的话语。
What's important is we need to know the Word of God.
我们如何的来把神的话藏在我们的心里边
？How do we hide the Word of God in our heart?
那于是呢，我们就提倡了。凡是我们读圣经的时候呢，你要有三个步骤的。
So there are three steps in reading the Word of God.
你一说，有的时候我们读经呢，要把经文读三遍。
So when you first read scripture, read it aloud three times.
你读第一遍的时候
，The first time when you read it,
在我们的脑海里边，我们有一些主动的、自发的一种的想象力。
And inside our mind, there comes the imagination.
我们想象一下经文所描述的。景象跟场景。
Let's just imagine the scenarios, the story of that text.
那你读一本书也是需要有想象力的。
When you read any book, you need imagination.
你读圣经的时候也需要呢，想象当时他所描述的那个场景是怎么样的。
When you read the Word of God, you need to imagine what's going on during that scene, during that story.
那再读第二遍的时候
，And then you read a second time.
把经文个人化。
You personalize that text in your
mind. 把你自己读进那个圣经的内涵里边。
Read yourself into the Word of God.
那再过来读一遍的时候。
And the last time you read it.
你把经文融化为我们的祷告的用词。
You let the Word of God become a part of your prayer.
那这三个步骤呢，可以说是把我们读经的时候，把神的话语跟我们的人生结合在一起。
And when we do this, it merges together the Word of God with our lives.
那我举一些例子来看哈。
Let me give some example.
也许我们来看一下诗篇第一篇。
Let's look at the book of Psalms, first one, chapter one.
那我们读第一遍的时候，我们大家大会来开口来读哈。
Let's read first of all the first time.
我们就用一些想象力想象一下当时所描述的场景是怎么样。
And let's just imagine what it's like.
我们先读第一节。
First one.
不从恶人的智谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐算慢人的座位。好，英文。
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seats of the scornful.
在你的脑海里边，有没有出现有一些座位是神不要我们坐的
？In your imagination, do you see those seats that God does not want us to sit on?
他在那边提到恶人的智谋不要跟从。
And it says the counsel of the ungodly, don't follow them.
罪人那些弯曲的道路我们不要走。
Those paths, the crooked paths, don't go for them.
甚至不要在那边站在那边来看望。
And don't even stand there to look.
就那些傲慢人的那边对主藐视的那些座位呢我们不坐。
These people of the scornful scorning at God, don't sit in those seats.
那就是我们需要用一些想象力把那个场景呢想象出来。
So you need imagination to imagine those scenarios.
那我们继续的来读第二、第三节。
Okay, keep going on, verse 2 and 3.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
那诗人他是把已知的一个场景来描述有关我们不知道的一个义人的他的境况。
So the psalmist moves from what we don't know into something that we know about the righteous man.
从已知的到未知的。
To already know to what we don't know to what we know.
啊，那已知的 what we already know.
What we already know.
就是呢，一棵树栽在溪水旁。
It's that tree who's planted by the streams.
让你想象出一个的场景出来。
Think of this picture.
那义人就好像像一棵树在溪水旁。
A righteous man is like that.
他如何茂盛的？
Very, very prosperous.
如何结满果子的？
Filled with fruits.
那一个义人所做的一切都会顺利的。
Everything that a righteous person does.
那第一次读的时候呢，就把那个场景呢啊想象出来。
So imagine this picture.
那我们再读一遍的时候。
As we read the second time.
我们说要把自己读进去。
We read ourselves into it.
要把经文个人化。
We personalize the scripture.
那我们再读的时候呢，就把我读进去。
So what we did with the word I, you read it.
在红字里面呢，就是我。
You see the word me that is in red?
不再是讲到诗人。
It's not just about the psalmist.
不再讲是另外别人。
Not about anybody other person.
而是把我们自己读进圣经的里面。
It's about me, I read myself into the text.
那我们试试看好不好？
Let's try that again.
那我们先用中文来读，然后呢用英文呢秘密传道呢带着我们。好，我们用中文来读。我不从恶人的计谋，我不占罪人的道路，我不坐算慢人的座位，我要喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，我便为有福。我要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡我所做的尽都顺利。好，
Okay, so I personalize it in English, right?So blessed is me, Mamie, who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. I do not stand in the path of sinners. I do not sit in the seat of the scornful. But my delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law I meditate day and night. I, Mamie, shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth my fruit in its season, of whom my leaves shall not wither. And whatever I do, I shall prosper.
那这样才对的。把自己呢读进圣经里边。
Read yourself into the Word of God.
神对我来讲话。
God is speaking to me.
我应该怎么做呢
？What should I be doing？
第三次我们读的时候呢
？The third time when we read it，
我们尝试把经文变成我们祷告的词汇。
Let that become part of your prayer。
有的时候我们说不懂得怎么祷告。
And we say I don't know how to pray。
最好学习祷告的方式呢？
The best way to learn how to pray.
就把圣经的经文成为我们祷告的用词。
Take the word of God in scripture to become your prayer.
那我们来看看哈。
Let's take a look.
那红字呢是把它个人的一个祷告文。
Look at the red words. I personalize it into become my prayer.
黑字呢是圣经里边的话语。
The black words are the ones from scripture.
那我们又尝试一下哈，先用中文，我们来变成。那你现在也可以呢，作为一个祷告，你从内心里面发出来对上帝的讲话哈。我们一块来，主啊，求你帮助我，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐算慢人的座位，主啊。我愿喜爱你的话语，昼夜思想，求你祝福我，求你按照你的应许，让我像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。求主帮助我，使我所做的尽都顺利。
Okay, in English is, Oh dear Lord, please help me so that I do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. I do not stand in the path of sinners. I do not sit in the seat of the scornful. Oh Lord, I desire your word to be in me. I would like to meditate it day and night. So according to your promise, Oh Lord, come and bless me. And I claim your promise, Oh Lord, that your promise will make me like this tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing its fruit in its season. The leaves will never wither.And the days of my life, I will always prosper. Thank you, Lord.
那你看，当我们这样子读经的时候呢，又可以把圣经变成我们祷告的用词。
See, as you read the word of God, it becomes part of my prayer.
那就让圣经成为我人生的一部分。
It becomes part of my life.
读进我们的心窝里边。
It goes right into my heart.
行在我们的生活当中。
Right in the center of my daily actions.
那今天是非常好。也是我们开了一个 新的一个主日学的一个学期。
And today is a new semester for our Sunday school.
所以我们为主学的老师来祷告。
We pray for all the teachers.
无论是成年的，无论是青少年的。
Adults, YLD teachers.
那无论是星期二的，那那个的主日学的查经的。
Tuesday Bible study teachers.
或是呢，星期四早上的生命树的查经班的。
Or the Thursday Bible study teachers.
那既然讲了生命树的查经班的一个开始呢，我也稍微提一下。
Okay, about this tree of life Bible study, I want to talk to you about something.
这个生命树啊，不断的成长的。
This tree of life, it keeps growing.
那生命树的一个意象呢，是什么呢？
What is the vision of this Bible study?
这个意象呢，就是借着神的话语改变人的生命。
The vision of this Bible study is to transform our lives through the Word of God.
一个人若是愿意遵行神的话语，生命就能被主改变。
If any man who is able to obey the Word of God, their lives will change.
要遵行神的话语，必须先认识并接纳圣经的教导。
To understand the Word of God, you have to first read and accept and understand His teachings.
生命树查经班呢，成立的目的呢，就是透过发掘圣经真理来建立生命。
So the Tree of Life Bible Study is to discover these truths in the Word of God to change our lives.
那不管你是在主日学
，No matter it's Sunday school,
星期天的或星期二的
，Sundays, Tuesdays,
或是星期四早上的
，Or maybe even the Thursday Bible Study.
那我们都需要回到神的跟前。
We all need to go back to the Word of God.
以此我们来学习他的话语。
And learn together His Word.
我们相信他的话语能够逐渐逐渐地改变我们的生命。
We believe that His Word can gradually, gradually change our lives.
让我们越来越像耶稣。
That we can become more and more like Jesus.
所以呢，一个目标是什么呢？
So one of our goals, what it is?
就培养我们读经的习惯。
To help us to develop this daily practice.
并且把神的话语应用在我们的生活里边。
And also live it out the truth of God.
那借神的话语建造生命。
Through the Word of God to build lives.
一个真理的教导，活出基督。
It's a teaching of the truth of God to live out Christ.
装备信徒委身来侍奉。
To equip believers to serve one another.
每一个侍奉呢，都有它的核心的价值的。
In every ministry, there is their core value.
生命树他们的核心的价值呢，是什么呢？
What is that core value that we hold on to?
就是以祷告为主导的侍奉。
Prayer comes first in this ministry.
相信神的话能改变生命的。
We believe the word of God can change lives.
为每一个人提供查考圣经的机会。
We give you the opportunity to look into God's word.
注重一个团队的合一侍奉。
We look into the unity of the teamwork ministry.
不分我们哪一个的宗派地域，我们一起来服侍基督。
No matter what denomination you come from, we serve God together.
所以呢，我们能够找到有一个小组。
So we come into small groups.
无论是你的小组。
Whether it's your small group.
或是团契的小组。
Or fellowship small groups.
我们个人查考圣经。
We personalize our Bible study.
我们小组了一起讨论。
We have group discussions.
我们有经文的讲解的一个总结。
And we have somebody to wrap up the word of God for you.
然后呢，有一些经文的注释。
And we teach you about the comments.
所谓四重的查经法。
Four levels of digging into God's word.
好了，有了这样一个认识以后。
After you understand the word that way.
我们怎么样以神的以父的事为念呢？
How do we keep God's business in mind?
我们也要学习来安静的默想。
Then we need to learn how to be quiet down and meditate on God's word.
用我们的心灵，我们来经历神。
Through our spirit, we experience God.
也许我们透过一段的经文。
Maybe through this scripture passage.
我们来思考。
And we reflect, meditate.
诸天述说神的荣耀。
The world, the nature declares the glory of God.
我们默想整个宇宙的奇妙。
We reflect on the wisdom of the universe.
或说呢？透过一个主题
，maybe through a theme，
一个饶恕
，about forgiveness，
父在基督那边怎么饶恕我们
？How the Father and through Christ forgives us？
我们要如何的彼此的来宽恕
？And in the same way we forgive one another。
或是呢，思考一个场景
，or maybe we think of a scenario or story。
耶稣登山变形的那个情况
，the transfiguration of Christ。
或是有关神的一个属性
，maybe about the character of God。
神是爱
，God is love。
我们如何的要彼此相爱呢
？How do we love one another？
那我们也需要操练
，and then we need to practice。
操练在神的面前
，and come to the before the Lord to practice。
我们如何的记性
How do we learn and reflect and do self-examination?
审查我们跟神的关系。
Reflect on my relationship
with God. 就说现在你跟神的关系怎么样呢？
How is your relationship with God right now?
你的生命里面有没有不讨神喜悦的地方需要认罪呢？
Are there any ways you're making God sad right now in your relationship with Him?
那我们爱主的心现在又怎么样呢？
How is my love towards God?
这一切呢都需要我们来好好的来反省的。
We need to reflect on these things.
所以我们说我们应当如何以天父的事为念。
How do we bear God's things in mind all the time?
我们不断的学习。
We keep learning.
渴慕神的话语。
We meditate on God's word.
安静的默想。
We be quiet and reflect on God's word.
操练在神的面前的心智。
And reflect and self-examine.
这种心智呢是非常重要的。
And the way we commit ourselves is very important.
一个军队里边，你可以把一个率领把他拿走。
In an army, you can take away the general, the leader.
但是若是你把军队里边的那种士气那种的志向把它拿掉的话呢
？But you take away the common goal of that army.
那这个军队呢就不能打仗了。
And everything just crumbles down.
三军不能夺志的，就军队不能夺志的，不能把它的志向拿掉。
The army has to have its leadership and guidance vision.
所以我们需要在神的面前经常的来。立定我们的心智。
So many times we need to come before God and commit ourselves.
就是哪一些的事情需要我们更新呢
？What are the things I need to change and be renewed?
啊，究竟有哪一些的行为我需要在神面前改变呢
？What are the things I need to change?
我们不能读圣经，读完了以后，我们转一个弯就忘掉了。
I cannot just read the word of God and then I just turn myself and say, oh, whatever.
我们需要让神不但是光照我们，并且加给我们力量来行出来。
We need the light of God to shine upon us and give us strength.
有的时候呢，我们需要呢，在神面前把神感动我们的地方把它记录下来的。
For those words, especially that God touches us, we need to write it down.
我不晓得你有没有呢，写一个属灵意志的那种的习惯。
I'm not sure if you have spiritual journaling this practice.
我是有的。
I do that all the time.
我收集了有那么多年的那个好多的那种的属灵的意志。
For all these years, I've written many of those spiritual journals of myself.
有的时候我们会回头看。
Sometimes I would go back and look at it.
回头看过去的几个月。
Over the past months.
过去的一年两年中。
Over the past year to 2 years.
主怎么感动我？怎么带领我？
How has God led me and touched me?
我那些记录就成为我了解神的旨意的一个指标。
All these journaling becomes a landmark for me to understand more about God.
也许这些的意志呢，以后我会把它烧掉，没有人会知道。
Maybe one day I'm going to burn it all of them, so nobody can know about it.
但是重点就是我们把它记录下来。
We write it down.
不是将来要发表。
Not to just print it out.
而是为了我们要。更好的来明白神的旨意。
Because we need to know more about God.
我鼓励你，如果你还没有开始这样一个习惯的
，Let me encourage you if you have not started this practice.
你尝试有这样一个习惯。
You need to start doing it right now.
拿一个本子
，Get a journal book.
记录你当天读经的一个经文。
And write down the verse that you have read today.
当天有一些的感动。
Whatever how God has touched you today.
或是过去的一天所发生的一些重要的事情
，maybe certain important points of the day，
你把它记录下来
，you write it down。
有哪一些的祷告是主应允你的
？The answered prayers。
有哪一些的困难是你现在所面对的
？Struggles I'm facing。
当你回头看的时候
，and when you look back，
很清楚上帝的手就带领着你。
And then you see the hand of God on you all the time.
你找一个弟兄，你可信任的一个姊妹，
and then you find somebody you trust. Then you share with that person.
一起祷告，
pray together.
作为一个属灵的伙伴，
and become a spiritual companion.
这些呢，都是我们需要以天父的事为念的。
And this is about minding the business of my father.
那耶稣十二岁的时候就有这样一种的决心。
When Jesus was 12 years old, he made that commitment.
住在圣殿，在教师面前。
To live in the temple before the teachers.
一面听一面的来问。
He listens and he asks questions.
他就开始知道他在世上的任命是什么。
And then he finally understands what his life purpose is on this world.
他知道父神对他的一生的带领是什么。
He knows what the total plan God has for his life.
他就 顺服到底。
And he obeyed it till death.
各位弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们要现在开始
let us just begin now.
以父的事为念
bear the business of my father in mind.
我们不要单是看到地上的事情
don't just look at our daily needs.
不但是在忙碌我们世上的事情而已
don't just focus on our daily needs.
当我们世上我们有我们的责任
Of course, we have our earthly responsibilities.
做孩子，你有你的你的学业的责任。
Of the kids, you have your schoolings.
做父母有我们父母的责任。
As parents, you have your responsibilities.
但是我们的眼光，我们的视野要提升起来。
But our focus, our vision needs to be raised up.
以上帝他的施恩宝座作为我们的一个高点来看我们的人生。
And look, focus upon the throne of God as that viewpoint on our lives.
你若是从父神的那个角度来看我们一生的时候呢
If you through the viewpoint of our Heavenly Father and look back into our lives.
你发现呢世界上面很多的事情啊会比较暗淡的。
And then you see a lot of them just fading away.
啊人的称赞，我们的失败都会变得暗淡的。
The praises of God and the failures of man all will fade away.
那我们乃是一生走完主要我们走的道路。
What we just do is keep moving, pressing on this journey of God.
好，我们低头，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你让我们在九月份。我们都忙于回到学校的时候
In the month of September, as we return back to school,
用你的话语来提醒我们
But your word comes back and reminds us,
提醒我们在世上忙碌当中，我们需要抬起头来看到，看到你的宝座，看到你的旨意
You remind us that in our busyness, we need to lift up our heads to focus ourselves on your throne and your glory.
我们从一个属灵的高点，我们来看我们的人生
We need to see our lives with a spiritual high point.
调教我们的优先的次序。
Help us to set up our priorities.
让我们懂得如何讨你的喜悦。
Let us know how to make you happy and joyful.
使我们有限的人生真是投资在永恒的那边。
Use our limited life to be investing in the eternity of your kingdom.
产生永恒的价值。
Give us that eternal value in our lives.
我们恭敬的交托，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.